Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. RAWF Radio Network. I am your host and the owner of RAWF. I am Lord Amadeus, and this is RAWF After Hours. Waiting on my co-host. He should be arriving any minute, but we can talk about a few things before he gets here. Of course, as you all know, Radiversary, just a couple weeks back, is over. We'll give you the results of the Radiversary here in just a moment. And then our next pay-per-view live from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It will be RAWF Philadelphia Freedom, July 2nd. It's going to be, and Philadelphia Freedom is the oldest pay-per-view in RAWF. This will be the 11th Philadelphia Freedom that we've held here in RAWF. So as we go forward, that's going to be a monumental one, to say the least. And we've got some things to talk about Philadelphia Freedom. As a matter of fact, I think I'll start out with the GM reports out with Mr. R-A-W-F. He's got a big announcement and something to talk about for Philadelphia Freedom. Please welcome.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Himself, the one and only Judgment, joining us. Good evening, Judge.
Good morning, evening, Amadeus.
All right, so we got a big announcement for Philadelphia Freedom. Why don't you let everyone know what you're up to?
Okay, what we're doing at Philadelphia Freedom is we're doing the Okay, we're going to do the Memorial Tournament.
Judge, are you still there? Because they're breaking up.
We have million coins available. I'm getting static. I don't know. Let me check my headset plug in.
All right. Well, let's give Judge a couple minutes here to get sorted. Judge, we'll get you back here in just a few minutes. First, let's go to our Powerball GM. He is the chairman of RAWF. Please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A.
All right. Anything to report from the Powerball division, sir?
Yes, sir. A while ago, I opened up the division for guessing your numbers. So if you haven't done so yet, please go to the scene and guess your numbers.
All right. Good. Well, that's simple and easy, and they have what, like 48 hours, correct?
Correct.
All right. Three numbers between 1 and 30. If you get one correct, you get put into the Contenders Tournament to see if you can get a shot at the Powerball. And if by chance you get all three correct, you get an immediate shot at the Powerball Championship. All right. Thank you, Razor. Anything else to add?
No, that's it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Judge, are you there? Have you got it sorted out? Judge? Judge?
Okay, I got it fixed now. We ready?
Oh, all right, go for it.
All right, coming up, we have a Spicy McHaggis Memorial Tournament Invitational coming up. What we're doing, the scene's being posted in the chat right there for you guys. I can't see the chat, so I'm hoping the scene's in there. I'm sure pretty sure they are because the person are pretty smart. They know what they're doing. You have until June 18th to make your donations. So far, we have 40,500,000 coins, 550 Russell bucks, a entrance video, and some artwork. And, you know, I want to stress this. Anybody that wants to join this tournament, you're free to join, whether it be enemies, friends, foes. You may not like the person that you're going to face. You don't have to chat with them in the matches. There's no ranking points. It's just a straight tournament. But yeah, you can come in. Anybody wants to come in to RAWF to be in this tournament, just message one of the GMs and they'll get you an invite once we start doing the signups for the tournament, which will be coming up soon. I don't have that date when we're going to actually do it. I think. June 18th is going to be the cutoff day. Actually, we're going to be setting up the tournament dates here soon.
Well, we were just going to start it at Philadelphia Freedom on July 2nd, right?
You're going to start it? Yeah, I'm totally screwed up on everything. My notes are all skitter scattered.
That's all right.
My notes are all skitter scattered because I am sitting here with my trying to get everything figured out because I got bookmarks on top of bookmarks. You know how hard a bookmark is? Let me tell y'all a story about a bookmark. Bookmarks are the hardest thing you ever had to do.
All right. Well, to rehash, in case anybody didn't quite understand, at Philadelphia Freedom on July 2nd, we will be holding the Spicy McHaggis Wrestling God Memorial Tournament. And it will be open to all. We're going to take donations up until June 18th, whereas then we will figure out the prizes and whatnot for what places and set up the tournament somewhere around then and give people a couple weeks to join. And it will be join and leave. Correct, Judge? Is there anything else you want to add to that?
That's it.
All right.
And leave. That's it. And just let everybody know that the other part of my GM work, the Hatfield-McCoy tournaments would be set up here. I'll be posting a link to that before the end of the night, so you'll have a chance to sign up for your Hatfield and McCoy upcoming tournament.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Judge. Good job.
Thank you, sir. Now I can go back and fix this.
Yes, now you can go back. All right. I have the tag team report from Unstoppabot. Congrats to the new tag team champions, Washington Lightning, Penelope Washington, and Lightning Leanne. Round three of tags will be posted shortly. All right. With that being said, let's bring on our Ultimate Gauntlet GM and see if he has anything happening in the Ultimate Gauntlet.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line outline. Everything is fine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water in the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the ball. G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it that out of ground. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rats that creep in my flesh. Hey, and the maggot still sleep.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the P to the O to the G, the paragon of greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. And you heard it last update, and we have got a small but very significant update on the Ultimate Gauntlet, because last we heard, Nightcrawler had started a run by defeating Penelope Washington. He then went on to a second victory over Ice Cold Aaron McFadden, a third victory over Revenge Gibson, a fourth victory over Hotshot Chaz, and a fifth victory over the Queen of Chaos Winter, earning that 1 million coin bounty and a title opportunity against Maeve O'Hare. And congratulations to Nightcrawler becoming the 10th ever Ultimate Gauntlet champion. We currently are in the shop working on his custom side plate being made to be added to the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship history plaque, as well as a custom order that I've put in to create a brand new Ultimate Gauntlet Championship belt. These both will be revealed when I set up the new company message for the sign-ups for the Ultimate Gauntlet, which will be happening within the next day or two. So anybody that's out there, I want to first of all confirm whoever is currently on the Ultimate Gauntlet sign-up list will retain their spot in the order for the upcoming season of the Ultimate Gauntlet. But as we have a new champion, we have a new season, which means that I will be sending out a company invite. So anybody listening right now, you might want to sign up for the Ultimate Gauntlet as quickly as possible, because there will be a large number of sign-ups most likely coming as a company message that rarely happens will be sent out within the next couple of days.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. And yes, we did get a new Ultimate Gauntlet champion. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But thank you, sir, and stick around. There's going to be plenty to talk to you about. All right. We're good. So, I see he's finally showing up. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host is here. Please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, El Vacant is here. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, senor. ¿Cómo está?
Oh, pretty good. All right. So, Rataversary is in the books, El Vacant. Let's go over the results from Rataversary. And then after that, we can read the final rankings for the period and announce contender matches. Also, folks, don't forget, Hotshot Chaz, the reigning After Hours champion, will be defending his title tonight at the top of the hour. Those of you in the chat have an opportunity to possibly be his challenger tonight, depending on who the championship committee selects. So if you're out in the chat, make some noise, and we will see who will be facing Hotshot Chaz for that championship at the top of the hour. All right, so let's go over the results from Rataversary, El Vacant. First of all, Aaron McFadden defeated Albatross Unlimited in their bull rope match. Judgment won his scaffold match against Margaritaville Mauler. The Bunny on a Pole match between Extreme Enigma and Karate Bunny never happened. Enigma attacked Bunny before the match could even get underway, so it was a no contest. We have, as Paragon just mentioned, a new Ultimate Gauntlet champion. Nightcrawler defeated Maeve. Oh, one other result I got to remember. How'd your match with Mithras go, El Vagant?
Great. It was wonderful. I loved it. It was better than ET.
Did you win?
No. But I will say my back is, like, better than it's been in years. Your back's been hugging you. Just go ask him to use that torture rack. You'll hear just horrible accordion pop and you're going to think you're dead. And then, like, the next day you're going to get up and you're going to be more mobile than you have ever been.
So in some way it was a loss, but you feel a lot better. Is that what you're saying?
I do.
Oh, God. All right. Awesome. Nightcrawler did win the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship from Maeve. Hobo Ezekiel still your Anything Goes champion. He retained against the Unsettled Chris Cage. Conk retained his Hatfield and McCoy championship against Psychotic Rage. Washington Lightning defeated the Godslayers to become the new tag team champions. Maeve retained her Champions Choice championship against Draven in their Pirate Bay Brawl. Chris Cage retained his White Lightning Championship against Paragon and Nightcrawler in their triple threat match for the White Lightning Championship. Immortal Griffith is still your Powerball Champion after retaining against Hobo Ezekiel. Undertaker defeated Karate Bunny to become the new Multimedia Champion. Blake Bradley defeated the Immortal Griffith and Killer Neptune to become the new Triple Crown Champion. Cage defeated the Paragon of Greatness to become the new FUBAR City Champion. Nightcrawler retained his Midnight Hobo Championship against Hotshot Chaz. And afterwards, Chaz kind of lost his shit, if you will.
Yeah, that's what we're going to call it.
That's what we're going to call it. Yeah, Chaz did not take that loss well at all. And he's kind of come a bit unhinged, as a matter of fact, but we'll talk more about that later. Maeve defeated Wildfire to retain her Estrogen Championship. Dr. Kent retained the men's title against Nox Boogie. DW, Diesel Warrior, defeated Karate Bunny to become the new national champion. Congratulations to DW. STB retained his Platinum Dragon Championship against AF James, so a good weekend for STB at Rataversary. Not only retaining the heart and soul of RAWF, he was inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame.
That's true.
And then in the main event, we have a new World Heavyweight Champion, a 9-time World Heavyweight Champion, as the Immortal Griffith defeated Deez to hold the title once again. And 9 times for the Immortal Griffith. And I don't think that record is going to be, I think it's damn near impossible for anyone to catch him at this point. So
I think the next closest is 3 or 4.
3 or 4. I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up and I could do that, but maybe a little bit later. But yeah, Griff has won it for the 9th time. And we will talk to him about that in just a little while. But that is your Rataversary results. And it was a very interesting evening. We haven't had so many titles change hands in quite a while on pay-per-view. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 championships changed hands at Rataversary.
It's funny. Like, I realized a lot of belts did it, but I never counted. And hearing it said 7 titles change hands, that might be a record.
Yeah, considering at Immortal, only 4. Well, I guess 7 changed hands at Love Hurts as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But,
what a record.
Yeah, it is not a record, but it was still an interesting evening, to say the least. So, with that being said, El Vacant, would you like to reveal the final period rankings?
No.
For...
I'm kidding. Of course I do.
For April, May of 2023.
You should have seen the look on your face. I really wish I had a camera. This is radio, so we don't have a recording, but that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Improved my mood immensely. All right, so, like you said, these are the finals, so this is what's going to determine who gets, you know, contendership shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, in 25th place, starting out at the bottom of the chart, here we go. In 24th place, we have that trade. Oh, I smell smoke. It must be Fire Chief Bill. In 23rd place, he's loony. He's wacky. He's crazy. He's the crazy Serb. In 22nd place, we have the pure one himself, the uber vegan. In 21st place, we have the mysterious man, the quiet man, the man who walks around and passes judgment on everyone. That's right, Knox Boogie in 21st place. In 20th place, we have a relative newcomer, a man who likes to call himself a badass. That's right, Billy Gunn, 20th place. Congratulations. In 19th place, we have one of my favorite redheads. Okay, who am I kidding? I like all the redheads. But one of my favorite redheads, that's right, Cougar is in 19th place. Congratulations, Cougar. In 18th place, we have our current Hatfield and McCoy champion. That's right, the World Breaker, Conk. In 17th place, we have, oh, look at that, one of the guys who just has never seen a pun and passed it by, Bruce the Shark. In 16th place, we have our current World Powerball and Supreme Fighter champion, the immortal Griffith Davian. In 15th place, we have the most aptly named motherfucker we have ever seen in this company, and the current White Lightning champion, the unsettled Christopher Cage. Place, we have the Galactic Emperor champion. Wait, what the hell's a Galactic Emperor champion? We have a Galactic Emperor champion? Like, what are we, the Guardians of the Galaxy? Fine. The current Galactic Emperor champion, Deez. In 13th place, we have our current tag champion, Penelope Washington. In 12th place, we have A.F. James. In 11th place, we have the Extreme Enigma. In 10th place, we have the Governess, Kayla. Congratulations. That's right, we are in the top 10 now. In 9th place, we have the Anything Goes champion. And that's right, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. Hobo Ezekiel, Anything Goes champion in 9th place. In 8th place, we have our current Foo Bar City champion. That's right, the power player, Luke Cage. In 7th place, we have the current Midnight Hobo and Ultimate Gauntlet champion, the Nightcrawler. In 6th place, we have our current After Hours champion. We'll be seeing him in action later tonight, Hacha Chaz. In 5th place, and the current national champion and our current extra points winner, that's right, Diesel Warrior. In 4th place, we have our current Platinum Dragon champion, simply the best. In 3rd place, we have our insane mofo, the man with the fix, Killer Neptune. In 2nd place, we have his brother, the Paragon of Greatness. And in 1st place, our current Triple Crown champion and going undefeated for the entire month, Blake motherfucking Bradley.
And it was by a landslide that Blake Bradley finished in 1st place. So congratulations to him. One of the best months I've ever seen someone have in an RAWF rankings period. So congratulations. So what does this mean for contender matches tomorrow? Well, let me tell you. Well, first of all, the Superstars title will be on the line tomorrow night in Washington, D.C., in the Capital One Arena. It will be the new champion, Strangleheart, defending against Uber Vegan TPO. Multimedia contender match. It will be Billy Gunn, the badass, versus Knox Boogie. Two Triple Crown contender matches. A Battle of Anarchy again. We've seen a lot of these lately. But it will be the unsettled Chris Cage taking on the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, for a shot at Crown Champion. The other Triple Crown contender match will be Bruce the Shark versus the World Beater, Conk. FUBAR City contender match, it'll be Penelope Washington versus Deez. Ezekiel contender match, but a Midnight Hobo contender match. The Extreme Enigma will take on A.F. James. In a national title contender match, Hobo Ezekiel will take on Kayla the Governess. Platinum Dragon contender match, it'll be Killer Neptune versus Hotshot Chaz. And for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship at Philadelphia Freedom, the winner will face the Immortal Griffith. It will be Blake Effin Bradley versus the Paragon of Greatness. So, some interesting matchups to talk about, El Vacant. Let's start with that world title contender match. And ironically enough, we had that same world title contender match 2 months ago leading up to Immortal 10. This is a rematch of that match. The first one was won by the Paragon of Greatness. Now, consider that and consider what Blake Bradley has done since then, including having one of the greatest matches in Immortal history with STB, and since then has just been completely unhinged and unstoppable. Who has the advantage going into tomorrow's World Title Contender match?
Look, I hate pulling against Paragon at any time, but I just think the way things have been going lately, Paragon's really come out of his slump, but he's still having a problem pulling the trigger in the big spotlight. I think, and Blake has been on fire. I think Blake's going to win this.
I mean, I can't disagree with that. Considering Blake Bradley coming off a huge Triple Crown title match in which his opponents was the new World Heavyweight Champion, the Immortal Griffith. I can't argue that completely at all. I mean, at the same time, though, Paragon does have a history of beating Blake in big matches, as he did 2 months ago leading up to Immortal 10. Can he repeat it? We find out tomorrow. Killer Neptune and Chaz for Platinum Dragon Contendership. And, you keep saying the fix is in, although Killa did not win the Triple Crown Championship. That kind of leads me to believe there's no fix. But at the same time, he had an incredible rankings period. But now we're seeing a new side of Chaz, one that's kind of lost a bit of control. And who do you favor tomorrow, Killa Neptune or Chaz?
I'll be honest, I don't have enough information to make a call on this one, because I think the Chaz we're going to see tomorrow isn't the Chaz we're used to. I think I don't know what we're going to get from him tomorrow. I just don't know. We haven't seen it yet. So I'm really interested. Normally I'd say it would be a pretty close match. I think, Killer Neptune versus Chaz is, kind of almost a coin toss. But right now, look, if this unhinged, off the rails new methodology works for him, maybe he just walks through Killa. But I've seen it go the other way. I've seen people who get frustrated and kind of lose it and get a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, as someone said the other day. And it actually hurts them in the ring, because they stop thinking and they just start acting, and they make mistakes. So I think it remains to be seen which way this goes for him.
We find out tomorrow here in D.C. Hobo Ezekiel against Kayla, the Governor's National Title Contendership on the line. And Kayla has actually really been stepping up her game lately. It seems like now she's hit her stride. And she actually probably should have been a lot higher in the rankings hadn't been for a fluke count out in one of her matches during the rankings period. She should have been a lot higher.
I mean, that'll hurt you.
Yeah, it does. But she does seem to be hitting her stride, does seem to be, putting herself out there a lot more lately. But then, of course, you've got the master of, what is he really the master of? What would you say Hobo's the master of? Just entertainment, really. No. No, you wouldn't say that.
I would say he's master of smelling bad.
Well, there it is. Master odor. Hobo Ezekiel, Kayla the Governess, who do you like to win this match?
Honestly, normally I would say Hobo, right? But I agree with you. I think Kayla's really hit her stride. I think I've said this before about certain people. I get a feeling when they're due, right? They're just due to accomplish something big. And I have that feeling about Kayla. I think she's gonna win this.
I don't disagree. Of course, never count Hobo Ezekiel out for anything.
Absolutely not.
Midnight Hobo Contendership. I believe these guys are tag team partners. At least that's what I got from.
They are.
It'll be Extreme Enigma taking on AF James for a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship. Now, Enigma, since he entered RAWF a couple months, pretty decent. He's had a pretty decent run. And, of course, AF James is always strong, former FUBAR C champion, among other things. So who do you like here, the Enigma or AF James?
I think it's going to be a very close match. They know each other quite well. They're currently tag partners. My understanding is they've known each other from the indies as well. I could be wrong about that, but that was my understanding. I'm going to go with AF James purely on the fact that I think, you know, he has more experience inside RAWF. He's been in the spotlight here more times, and he's held gold here. Like, he's, you know, I think AF James, you know, currently not having a title bothers him more than it bothers Enigma. And I think he's going to fight harder.
All right. I'm kind of torn on this one. I like what Enigma has been doing as of late. And I like his mindset. So we will see. It's going to be a good one. You're right. And as Enigma said, it could be the match of the night, considering how well these two know each other. FUBAR City Contendership, you have Penelope Washington versus Deez, who's coming off the loss of the World Heavyweight Championship. He knows what it takes to win the FUBAR City Championship. It's one of his favorite titles. I have to favor Deez here myself. What do you think?
Oh, Deez all day long. Look, he just lost the World Championship. He's going to be, frankly, he's going to be angry. He's going to be in that ring trying to prove something. You know, and he really, really enjoys the FUBAR City title. We've seen that before. I don't think Penelope stands a snowball chance in hell.
Well, I don't know about snowball chance in hell. I just favor Deez a bit more over Penelope. We shall see. Maybe we're both wrong. Chris Cage versus Cougs for the Triple Crown, for a shot at the Triple Crown champion. Any thoughts on that one?
I don't know. That's a good one. I think Cage is on a better trajectory currently. Cougs has been kind of hit or miss in her matches. Only she could tell us why, but there's been, you know, there's times where she's, you know, the Cougs I expect to know, and there are times where she's, you know, distracted, I guess is the best word. If I have to put money down on it, I'm going to say Chris is likely to win this match. But if we get the best of the best Cougs, Chris is in for a rough and long night.
Agreed. The other Triple Crown contendership match, Bruce the Shark and Conk. And I don't think these two like each other very much at all.
That is an understatement.
Is it an understatement?
Oh, God. You see, you don't hang out in the locker room as much as I do. Oh my God, the things I've heard said between these two men.
So there's going to be no love lost between these two in this match tomorrow for a shot at the Triple Crown Championship. Who do you like here, Conk or Bruce?
My money's on Conk. I think he's, more invested, to be honest.
Although Bruce has been surprising, I must say.
Bruce has these moments of – Bruce is like Strangleheart's weird abandoned cousin in my world. He's got a very similar situation where when he concentrates and when he pays attention, he's quite good. But he also might just go on some random tangent and start picking his navel in the middle of a match. So, you know, who knows?
Who knows? All right, so that's going to be a good one. And then the newcomer, Billy Gunn versus Knox Boogie. You got a relatively newcomer against an RAWF Hall of Famer for a shot at the Undertaker's Multimedia Championship. You can favor Knox, but I wouldn't be shocked if Billy Gunn won this, considering how strong he's been lately.
On paper, there is no way Billy should ever manage to beat Knox, right? Knox is bigger, he's stronger, got more experience, he's been a former world champion, been, I believe, former tag team champion. He's like the man has a storied career. There, on paper, if you were to just show me these two people on paper, I'd be like, all right, well, obviously Knox is going to win. Now, that all being said, ball it up, throw it out the window. Because I don't know why, but my gut is saying that Billy's going to win this match.
It wouldn't shock me. It would not shock me. Not that I don't think Knox Boogie can beat him. He certainly can with the experience he's got under his belt. But Billy has been pretty impressive as of late. So should be a good matchup. Billy Gunn, Knox Boogie, multimedia championship contendership. All right, so that's our lineup for the contender matches. We've gone over those. We've got Strangleheart defending against Uber Vegan TPO, the Superstars Championship. And so that will be a good match in itself. Let's take a look now at the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament update, and we are in the semifinals. We are down to the final four. The final four are Sassy Applebee's, her opponent, is the RAWF Hall of Famer, Hobo Ezekiel, in one semifinal. In the other semifinal, guy we were just talking about a few seconds ago, the true badass Billy Gunn taking on Tremaris to the Bone. Those are our semifinalists. They make it up into the next, into the semifinalist prize range. Two of them will receive 15 million coins and 250 wrestler bucks. Yes, that is right. No, that's not right. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Let's try this again. Two of them will receive 30 million coins, 1,000 wrestler bucks, and a promo pick from Kane the Governor. So they're all guaranteed at least that. We had four quarterfinalists who got 15 million coins and 250 wrestler bucks. They are... Uber Vegan... You all right there?
Yeah, you were stalling. I figured you wanted a drum roll.
Is that what that was? I thought you were having an epileptic fit there for a second. Uber Vegan TPO, Big Papa, Psychotic Rage, and Nightcrawler are all receiving 15 million coins and 250 wrestler bucks. So congratulations to them for making it to the quarterfinals of the Xanthar. But four people remain. Sassy Applebee's, Hobo Ezekiel, Badass Billy Gunn, and Tremaris to the Bone. Any predictions on this? Who do you think is going to end up winning the whole Xanthar?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I honestly, the people I thought were favorites to win are all already out. So now I think it's anyone's game.
Yeah, I agree. If I'm being honest here, I think from a technical aspect, I got to pull for Sassy. If I were predicting, no offense to Hobo, and certainly congratulations to him for making it this far. But I think
absolutely, that wasn't a shot at anyone who got this far. It's just these are not. If you had asked me 3 weeks ago, hey, who are going to be the final? You know, these are not the names I would have said.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely correct. Although, I mean, and to be honest with you, I'm not very familiar with Tremaris to the Bone. He's not an RAWF regular. Nope. He's only usually in RAWF for this tournament. So, but I do hear he's a solid tournament wrestler as well as in other things, but never
My
seen him.
My understanding is that correct.
All right. So, we will see. We still got... down to the final four, probably at least three or four more weeks before we crown a winner of this year's tournament. So, all right. Speaking of which, let's take a look now. A couple other tournaments going on in RAWF, including the 10th anniversary tournament that started the night of Rataversary. Let's see how that one's shaping up. That one is currently in round two. The Immortal Griffith has moved on to round three after beating Billy Gunn. where Kitty Kabam currently taking on AF James. Beast has defeated Hobo Ezekiel. Toxic Megatron Avenger has defeated Mark Caliper. Penelope Washington has defeated Deez. Strangleheart has defeated Karate Bunny. The Undertaker has defeated Papa Shaker. I almost said Shango there. I almost said it.
I
almost did. Nox Boogie is taking on the Creeping Shadow. Natalya Nitro has defeated Killer Neptune. Luke Cage has defeated Damia. Nightcrawler currently taking on Mrs. Brew Menzino. Dawn Shadow has defeated Psy. Mr. Prick is taking on Tad Beaglewolf Dennis. Mabel Hare has defeated Blake Bradley. Aaron McFadden currently taking on Big Papa. The Cougar has defeated Ken Costa. Let's see. Paragon of Greatness currently taking on a Hammerhead. Hotshot Chaz has defeated Revenge Gibson. Conk has defeated Prince. Chris Cage has defeated Joey A, the Guru of Woohoo. I'm currently taking
on. Did you say the Guru of Woohoo?
That is correct. Joey A,
that
the Guru
hilarious.
Of Woohoo.
We need, this man needs title shots in RAWF right now, just for that.
He is one of the newest members of RAWF, is the Guru of Woohoo. But Chris Cage defeated him in the opening round and to move on to round three. I am currently taking on Menzino. The Russian Hammer currently taking on Big F and Hitman. Agent of Hate has defeated Johnny Blaze. Leo has defeated The Razor. Redneck Avenger defeated Psychotic Rage. Kayla the Governor's currently taking on Anton Dare. Kane the Governor currently taking on Ms. Beauty Vital. Simply the Best has defeated Scott Maddox. Wildfire currently taking on Starshot. Mystic Maniac currently taking on Crazy Mama. DW currently taking on Marquis de Sade. And Davila has defeated the Extreme Enigma. So it is all of that currently ongoing in the RAWF 10th Anniversary Tournament. All right. And I think pretty much all the other tournament updates can wait till next week. All right. So with that being said, well, I think we'll start by bringing back the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon, are you there?
Yo,
sir. So, not quite the Rativersary you hoped for. You are no longer FUBAR City champion. However, the overall rankings period puts you squarely in the second position, meaning you will now face Blake Effin Bradley tomorrow in Washington for a shot at the Immortal Griffiths World Heavyweight Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. Now, I mentioned this earlier, 2 months ago, leading into Immortal 10, it was you versus Blake for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship then as well. Can you do it a second time, considering how good Blake has been as of late?
Well, the answer is I don't know. Right now, I'm going to say something very similar to what I said in the lead-in to Immortal. This is Blake Bradley's story. He's been the man for a while now. He's built all of this momentum. He's made all of the headlines. He's taken the spotlight and put it firmly on himself. And last time we met in these same circumstances, he had the match in the bag. The match was over. Blake had won the match, and he Red Vipered himself into a loss, bragging way too long, spending too much time hot-dogging when he should have just gone for the pin. And I don't see that kind of mistake happening again. This is going to have to be a completely different match than it happened last time, because, quite frankly, The record book will lie to you about our last encounter, because the record book says Paragon of Greatness winner. I did not win that match. I survived that match because I was lucky. This whole thing for Blake Bradley boils down to one word: redemption. And you know, based on everything that he said, based on every action he's taken from that moment, that he is not going to be content failing again. I would almost suggest that his redemption for that moment is as important or more important for him than the potential world championship match that follows, because that moment was the one break in an otherwise flawless run by Blake Bradley. It's the one blemish on a record that should be considered a historic run in RAWF. So when you ask, can I do it again against Blake Bradley? The answer is I will not try to do it again against Blake Bradley, because what I did last time did not work. I'm going to have to go into this match with a completely new game plan and a completely new strategy. The fact of the matter is, I feel it, you feel it, everybody else feels it. I'm the underdog in this match, and that's a unique place to be. I have to think of how to defy the odds. It's something I haven't had to do for a long time, and it's an interesting thought exercise and an interesting way to approach a match. It's going to be an experience, I'll give you that much. But I'm excited for it.
You should be. You should be. An opportunity to possibly go on to Philadelphia Freedom, where we would get the Immortal Griffith defending the World Heavyweight Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. Immortal Greatness 573.
Well, you know, I've got a very brief comment on that. Should I succeed against Blake Bradley, and I do not want to think past that match, that is the only match that I need to worry about in the World Heavyweight Division right now, but the exact same word that defines the path of Blake Bradley, redemption, because the last time that I fought the Immortal Griffith for the World Heavyweight Championship was in the main event of Immortal, where I also suffered a humiliating loss in the same way that I did this year. And it seems like there's a bit of a curse where I'm having trouble getting out of the starting gates in these world title matches. And I don't think that there's any opponent more perfect to break the curse than the rivalry of RAWF, Immortal Greatness.
Should be interesting, to say the least. Tomorrow you face off with Blake Bradley to see who will face the Immortal Griffith for the World Heavyweight Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. I wish you the best of luck, Paragon. Any final thoughts?
I do, however, not about that. Do you think that I should say something about what I had talked about earlier this week, or do you think I should save that for a different time? What I had brought to you privately.
Hold on. Oh, that, yes. No, you can bring that up if you think it's prudent at this point.
Okay, I think that redemption is a bit of a theme here over this period of time that I've had to interview, and there's another situation that has arisen from our most recent match. The power player Luke Cage actually brought something to me, very surprisingly. He after our FUBAR City match, which I hope lived up to the expectations of FUBAR City in FUBAR City, he didn't quite feel like everything settled well with him in the match. And I don't think it's just the strange attack by Billy Gunn after the bell. I think that he felt like there was more of a story to be told. And he brought this to me. He asked me to bring it to you. Obviously, I did that earlier this week, and we've firmed this up. The power player Luke Cage has challenged me to a rematch for the FUBAR City Championship, not this week, but next week. He wanted to make sure to give respect to all of the contenders' matches, stay out of everybody's way with that. But he brought to me this challenge, and typically I'm not the type of person to challenge somebody, but when the champion comes to me and he says there is more story to be told, that this is not over, I will gladly accept. So should you approve it, it is on the table that Luke Cage would like to challenge me for a rematch for the FUBAR City Championship 1 week from tomorrow.
All right, so next week, and I will jot this one down. Next week in Norfolk is where we will be next week, Norfolk, Virginia. Now, I do need Luke to message me and confirm this.
Absolutely. I will contact him and make sure that he knows that if he does not happen to catch the replay.
Yes.
But I've got to say, infamously in the past, myself and Luke Cage, we've battled over respect, and I've got to say that that is a huge respectful move for him to have approached me with this and him to decide that he didn't feel like the victory was enough, that there was more story to be told, and I think that that's a sign of respect for both me and for the FUBAR City Championship, saying that he wants the battle to continue. So I tip my cap to Luke Cage. Class move.
All right. Well, if he indeed is challenging you to the rematch, that will happen next week, and we will talk more about that next week if that is the case. All right. So, with that being said, anything further, Paragon, before we move on?
I'm good this time. It turns out I don't have any more hidden title matches up my sleeve in this one. So.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. All right. So, we will look forward to see, as long as Luke confirms that this is was indeed his idea, and wants that to happen next week, it will indeed happen next week for the FUBAR City title. But speaking of titles, ladies and gentlemen, the championship committee has chosen Hotshot Chaz's opponent tonight for the After Hours Championship. It will be RAWF Hall of Famer, the chairman of RAWF, the Razor, challenging Hotshot Chaz for the After Hours title in just a few moments' time. And Razor, are you there?
I'm here.
An opportunity for you tonight in just mere moments. I hope you got your gear and you're all ready to go, because it will happen after we take a quick song break. But any thoughts before this big matchup with Chaz here for the After Hours Championship?
Well, the way y'all been talking about him, it looks like I have a test ahead of me, but I noticed he's bleeding, so I can smell the blood.
Uh-oh. Well, you smell the blood. Of course, you got the chair. We'll see. You got old Paige with you, I'm sure. We'll see if that comes into play. All right, so that match will happen in mere moments. We're going to take a quick song break, and we'll return. The After Hours Championship will be on the line, Hotshot Chaz versus The Razor. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Blaze McCoy, the lunatic kick from the sticks, the Steel City Sultan, your dungeon master, creator, commentator, promoter, MC, DJ, ring announcer, play-by-play, all that good stuff. And you're tuned into the Blaze Radio Network as part of the Digital Wrestling Syndicate here on YouTube, where we're showcasing your original created characters with custom shows, titles, arenas, and music. Our digital wrestling shows feature you in action in the ring, putting unity back in the community and repping many other channels with unique events like the Combat Kingdom Stable Wars, Game Night with interactive chat, games, and prizes, the Get Blaze Talk Show with special guests, show reviews, recaps, and live interviews, digital collector cards, free roster pages on our Wix website where you can find everything you need to know about LTD, and check out the Tee Public store for your LTD merchandise. Promotional consideration paid for by the following: Blaze Brews Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. And sit back, relax, let the AI take you for a ride. But always remember this: we're all leaning towards death. Some are just a little bit closer. Peace and positive vibes to all you, and stay tuned to Blaze Radio, hook, line, and sinker. This is your boy, Blaze McCoy, saying, see ya in my dream.
All right, we are back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network in El Vacan. I think you need to head down to the arena. We're about to have a big title match as Hotshot Chaz defends the After Hours Championship against the Razor. And yeah, it should be a good one. Go ahead, now, Vacant. You get down there. We'll turn it over to Doc in just a moment. I want to remind everybody that Philadelphia Freedom will come to you live from Lincoln Financial Field on July 2nd with the Spicy McHaggis Wrestling God Memorial Tournament being the feature. And it should be a fun time. So I'm going to turn it over to Doc and El Vacant down in the arena. The match is getting ready to start. Go ahead, Doc. All right. Hotshot Chaz has been unleashed tonight, El Vacant. And he definitely seems to have come unhinged. He's actually made himself bleed before this match. What are your thoughts?
Look, anytime I'm going into a match against the chairman, I don't know that the first thing I'm going to do is, rip open my own scar to prove a point of my craziness. I guess it does mean that was kind of crazy. So, maybe he made his point.
All right. Let's see here. Here's the link to the match for everybody in the chat.
Look at it. Looks like Maeve followed me down here pretty quickly because she's already over there cheering on Chaz. Who knew she was such a fan?
And the bell rings and Chaz does getting a little support from Mabel here at ringside. We see Beast and Extreme Enigma also lounging around out there. And here comes the champion. Starts out with a basement drop kick, a running shoulder block. A back body drop sends Razor through and crash into the mat. Then a slingshot elbow strike. The champion goes for a spear and misses. Razor dodges out of the way.
And he immediately tries to lock in a side headlock, but Chaz is having none of that and just tosses him off. Maybe I need to rephrase that.
That was certainly not even that was a hell of a move by Chaz. Now the champion comes back off European uppercut, side headlock. Runs Razor into the turnbuckle, hits him with a spine buster. And then a devastating bicycle kick. Follows that up with a double leg takedown into a choke slam. Good Lord. Hotshot Chaz certainly on top of his game. Maybe that blood did do something.
And so Razor gets back to his feet, grabs Chaz by the head and just slams that bloody eye right into the turnbuckle. But then he goes to put him up on the ropes, and Chaz is still not having anything of it, and he just turned it back around.
The champion back on the attack. This is the best I've seen Chaz look, despite the blood. Back rake, open hand chop, cobra clutch, dragon screw leg whip, goes Dragon Sleeper. He is just putting on a clinic here against the Hall of Famer. Razor is going to have to do something drastic to get back into this, and it appears he's going.
He's trying because he's just grabbed him and hip-tossed him, then threw a brutal elbow strike, waits for Chaz to get back up, locks up collar and elbow, and turns it, shoves him back and hits a standing drop kick. Turns around, waits for Chaz again, and goes, what is he trying to do? Oh, he's going for Canadian Destroyer. Wait, you don't do Canadian, don't. Oh, God, no, he didn't complete that. That looked like it hurt.
Chaz goes with a European uppercut, goes for another bicycle drop kick, but no, Razor gets out of the way, and here comes the challenger. He needs some really major offense to get back into this.
Well, and he's trying again, because once again, back to the turnbuckle, and this time he throws him up and does put him on the rope, but he just gives him a little, says, oh, God, it's just high-ho silver, just gives him a rope ride. Then he turns around with a double axe handle, and what's he looking to do here? Oh, he's just looking to haul off and punch him in the face, but Chaz just ducks right under it.
But then Chaz goes for an elbow strike, fails to connect. The challenger is still in this.
Irish whip on the return trip. What is he getting? Hits him with a flying cutter. My God. Then picks him up, hits him with a spine buster, and then a German suplex. Just grabs him by the throat, goozles him, stares at him in the face, and then lifts him up and slams him down with a brutal choke slam. This is starting to go the wrong way for Chaz. Razor's walking around the ring a little bit, clearing his head, and he sees Chaz get back up, and Superman punch. This is close, ladies and gentlemen. This is turned around pretty rapidly.
Chaz, who looked very strong in the beginning, seems to be wearing down. Could be from the loss of blood. But that look in Chaz's eyes has not gone away. It is a wild look, wilder than I've ever seen him look, Elvacan. And now he's grinning.
And he's smiling. He just ate a flying fist to the face, and he's smiling. And we apologize for Enigma, ladies and gentlemen, if that mic's picked that up. Uh-oh. That's not good for Chaz. He went to use the turnbuckle to his advantage, and, Razor saw that coming and pulled himself away.
Can the Razor pull this one out?
He headbutts and went for a closest punch. And then, he went for the eyes, but he doesn't get that in there. This might be the last gasp for our champion. Can he pull this out?
Champion now with a double leg takedown into another smash into the turnbuckles. He's looking to finish off the Hall of Famer here. Spine buster right across the back. Goes for the cover. 1, 2, and it is over. Hot shot Chaz wins the match. Is still your after hours champion, but it did look shaky there for a moment. It looked as if the Razor may pull it up. But it did not work to his advantage. Hotshot Chaz, still your after-hours champion, Elvacan.
Absolutely. And I will say, look, if I'm going to go back to earlier. We had some predictions, myself in L.A., and we were talking about his contenders match tomorrow. If the Chaz we saw at the beginning of this match is the Chaz that goes into that match, he will be your number one contender. That was intense. Now he just needs to control it because as the match went on, it got a little away from him. But if he can just tone that in what he had at the beginning of this match, he will be unstoppable.
Indeed. All right, we'll take it back up to the studio now to Lord Amadeus. This is Doc Dillinger and Elvacan reporting from ringside. All right. Wow. It started out one-sided, but Razor made it a fight, and I thought there towards the end that we might have a new champion. But nonetheless, Hotshot Chaz, still your after hours. He will be until after Philadelphia Freedom. His next title defense not scheduled till July, so enjoy that for a while. But yes, that was a hell of a match, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly. And Elvacan, you got a close-up personal look at Hotshot Chaz after what he happened at Rediversary. How different does he look?
Very, very. That was a much more intense and
frankly, brutal Jazz than I've ever seen.
Well, but Razor did give him a fight, and I have to say that was a great match. Congrats to both of them. We'll see. See how Chaz has been a pretty dominant After Hours champion now. He's held that belt for several months, so we'll see who will be one to dethrone him, if anybody, in the near future. We'll find out in the coming months. But all right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, she is your reigning Estrogen and Champions Choice Champion. Let's bring in the one and only.
Good evening, Mossman. Good evening, Vacant.
Oh, hi. ¿Cómo está?
You got my seat?
I'm keeping
ready. Well. You got my seat ready for me.
It's always ready.
Well, thank you. How are you keeping, Bossman?
I'm doing well. How are you keeping, Maeve? How are things?
Fair to Midland.
Kind of missing. I mean, it was kind of a mixed bag for you at Radiversary. You're still Estrogen and Champions Choice Champion, so still a couple of belts to your name. You've been a dominant Estrogen champion, and of course we won't know who your next opponent is till the Biatch of the Month is created and won. So really not much to talk about there. Congrats on the win over Wildfire, though. Still the Estrogen champion and have been for several months. And It's been a good reign.
Well, always gives me a good fight. I always have fun with her. Did you enjoy the match, Vacant?
I mean, it was redhead on redhead violence. What's not to like? I mean, you both could have wore slightly less clothing, although I'm not sure we could have aired that.
Taint that kind of pay-per-view.
Who says we couldn't have aired it?
The FCC?
No, oh, I mean...
At least not without a mature logo.
At any rate, I could have swung it if need be, but no, we didn't. That's not nice.
Bossman's about to announce that we're doing RAWF only fans.
I feel like I just accidentally started a new business model for the company.
I mean, there are definitely some folks I would subscribe to see, and there are some folks I would pay money not to see. So, you know, your mileage may vary.
Well, you know, we are going to be in for Tropical Aggression. It gets pretty hot over there, I'm just saying. At any rate.
It's far too hot in these places that you find.
Well, it wouldn't. Would you rather I held Tropical Aggression in Antarctica? That wouldn't make sense.
No.
See?
Is there an arena in Antarctica? We're going to
no.
have like a little stadium full of penguins.
No, wait, cute. Hold on. I might be reassessing. No.
See?
No, no.
We could all be out there in ski money outfits like in that one James Bond movie from the 80s.
Wait, hold on. Reassessing again.
No, stop.
Maybe.
All right. But at any rate.
Because I can't see. I'd end up breaking my neck.
At any who, Maeve. So, still champion choice.
You don't have mountains back home.
You don't have mountains in Ireland?
No.
Not really.
Oh.
It's
okay.
Kind of flat.
Oh.
We have hills.
They do have hills.
We have mountains.
They like their hills. They named their
don't
hills.
Have mountains.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. You have hills. Are
which
they alive?
Weird, because they have
the sound
mountains,
of music?
But they do have valleys, and I'm not sure how that works.
They're between the hills. What? Like, it's complicated. I'm sorry, Volsman. I'm distracting your co-host. I don't mean to do it.
No, it's all right. It's
all right, that's
I'm still
lie.
Thinking about the penguins and bunnies.
Please,
I don't know what.
You've been distracting him for 6 years. I don't know, whatever it's been. But at any rate, with that being said,
6 years.
Maeve,
good Lord, I was still in school.
Okay, it's only been about 4 years, but still. at any rate. With that being
yeah, so
said,
point being, we don't know who I'm facing for the estrogen title. So
nope, we
to
really
whoever
don't.
It is, I apologize to her in advance for what I'm going to have to do to her.
No, you don't.
I'm apologizing. I didn't say it were a sincere apology, but I'm apologizing.
Okay, fair.
So we can talk a little bit about the Champions Choice Championship and possibly have you given any thought to who might be your next opponent at Philadelphia Freedom for that Champions Choice Championship?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank Draven Ladd for being such a good sport. And as I promised, I took him out for drinks after our match. I think the thing Madaf says is he's quite the character. He's an experience. I'll say that much. But we had fun. But yes, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Bossman, because I have a bit of an announcement to make so far as the Champions Choice Championship is concerned. And that being that I've already chosen my opponent.
Whoa, really?
That's early.
You didn't even want to take a time. I mean, you've got
weeks. Are you calling me premature, Vacant?
No, I just, you know, the last one, you kind of waited to the very last minute, so.
Women's prerogative.
Again,
yeah, that's a good point. Fair,
I'd hate to be predictable.
That's a good point. I mean, so, in that case, who is this person going to be?
Well, there's been somebody who's relatively new to RAWS, and as everyone who's listened to the show or who's heard me talk for more than 2 seconds knows, RAWS is my home company. I got into this business with the sole focus of coming to the biggest, best company in our sport, and that's why I'm here. But there's someone who's relatively new to the company, and I feel like he misinterpreted just how good he were when he first came in, and I'm sorry, I can't think about the match without laughing. He had a bit of a brief encounter with my tag partner a few months ago, and since then he's modulated his behavior a little bit, but I just can't shake the feeling that he still don't fully appreciate what his place is in this company. And since English weren't able to knock enough sense into his head, I figured I'd give myself a try. So that being said, I am challenging Extreme Enigma for the championship.
Wow. Extreme Enigma going to get himself a Champions Choice title shot at Philadelphia Freedom. But, of course...
Well, you were out there earlier mentioning that he missed having gold, so here's his chance.
Wow. Well, that's true. He did. He did. And, I mean, he does have an opportunity tomorrow if he can beat his tag team partner, AF James, to a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship. But... the Champions Choice Championship. Of course, you're not going to make it easy for him by any stretch of the imagination, right?
Have you met me, Bossman?
Yes, you're Maeve O'Hare.
I haven't decided exactly what the stipulations will be because I wanted to be sure that Enigma were game.
Well,
so
I'm sure. Well, he stopped drinking. He lowered his bottle. He raised an eyebrow and says that is a prize. So I'm assuming he's going to be fine with that. But I can tell you what, we can find out firsthand because I do believe he's on hold. Enigma, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So you heard the call out from Maeve. She is offering you an opportunity at a Champions Choice Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. If you feel you're worthy or feel that you have an that you can take that title from her, even though you probably are going to have to, it's going to be a huge uphill battle for you if you want to. But what do you say? Are you game?
You know, it's kind of ironic, really. You know, I've had my eye on a few people since joining RAWF, and recently I've been cutting these little vague sort of Hanson Vade type promos around here talking about, oh, mystery people. Well, it looks like the mystery came right to me. One of the four drinks there, red wine. That was Miss Maeve here, so it looks like I get to try that out a little earlier than expected.
Oh, Enigma. You're charming, please.
I gotta ask, you understand how that particular title works, right?
Oh yeah, I fully understand. It could be, well, maybe I don't fully understand. I'm still relatively new, but from what I understand to a point, she chooses the match. I walk in with amount of handicaps, and if I may make an earlier prediction, still kick her ass in the middle of that ring.
All right, he understands.
All right.
Too much of that red wine, lad, if that's what you think's going to happen.
I mean,
but I like your spirit.
He does you got to be, well, you got to be positive, you got to be positive, even though the chances are pretty slim of him winning that Champions Choice Championship. But yeah, he gets his name out there, he gets himself in the spotlight, and I'm sure he's happy about that. So with that being said,
it's adorable, isn't it, English? It's precious. I purely love to see it. Oh, I will be in touch with you. I will be in touch with you, Enigma. I will let Bossman know what the stipulations are, and then we'll see who kicks whose ours.
I look forward to it.
All right. Well, Maeve, thank you very much for that information. We will sign. I will make sure that match is signed for Philadelphia Freedom. Maeve O'Hare against the Extreme Enigma for the Champions Choice Championship. Stipulations to be determined at a future date by the lovely Maeve. So, Enigma, welcome to the program again. And so it's been an interesting time for you. Radiversary was certainly interesting. You seem to have kind of ran Karate Bunny out of RAWF.
The exact way I wanted to go about things, just a little more, you know, aggressive, a little more camera work backstage. But yeah, Karate Bunny sort of went with his tail between his legs there.
Yeah, he kind of did. I mean, he kind of packed up his shit and went after the beating. Didn't even, that match between you and he never happened, and it kind of just, don't know what happened there, but is what it is, and it still was interesting. So tomorrow, Midnight Hobo Contender match, a chance that you could go to Philadelphia Freedom with challenging for two different championships, but you have to get past your tag team partner, AF James, if you want a shot at Nightcrawler's Midnight Hobo Championship. So what are your thoughts?
AF James is a hell of a competitor. You mentioned indies earlier. I've been all up and down the indies here in the world at large. And AF James is a regular name from his own company to my company to any sort of company with about 30 people or less. He is the definition of a workhorse. That's why I sought him out. I told him, hey, you and I, we got similar goals. We want greatness. We want gold. You're a businessman, let's talk. So let's look at him from across the ring here. It brings a sort of different element to it, but I know that we're going to put on a good show nonetheless.
I think so. I certainly think so. But so let's talk about your time so far in RAWF and how you're feeling about it. How do you feel your first couple months have gone?
The epitome of 50-50, if you can even weigh it on a straight split like that. We all know the infamous match between me and Griffith. We'll just keep it at infamous. What happened with Karate Bunny and him, et cetera, et cetera. I have had some good success in tournaments. I had a Powerball win that, again, infamous. I've had some good ranking showings. I'm seeing a number 11 now. Came a little late, but good to see that position. I look at RAWF as a land of opportunity, and that's more than just a set of words for a gimmick there. I see different wrestlers every single day. I see different stipulations and matches. It's multiple choice to the highest extent. And my personal choice, to make the best of every opportunity, even if I have to go out of my way to make my own opportunity. I remember a comment that you've since rescinded, and respect for that, but one of the original comments you made about me here on live was that I was a little too, like, eager. That's exactly the type of impression I want to give off. The eagerness leads to opportunity.
I mean, the squeaky wheel gets fixed, right?
Well, he's certainly been, I wouldn't call it, I don't know if he's actually been squeaky, but he certainly made a bit of noise. And he has an opportunity tomorrow if he can beat his friend, his comrade. I assume they're friends, they're his tag team partners, A.F. James. If you do beat him, you will go on to face Nightcrawler for the Midnight Hobo Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. What are your thoughts on potentially facing Nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler is, and if I may play the part of a fanboy for a moment here, one of my favorite wrestlers to watch out in the world, and especially here in RAWF. He's unpredictable, but at the same time, you know what to expect, if that makes sense. You don't know how he's going to get from point A to point B, but the result is always the same at the end for him, and that's excellence. If I win my match, and like I said, I'm pretty confident about the fact that I am going to win that, we're not only going to put on a big show there, we're not going to put on a great match, we're going to put on the best match of the night. But just because we share the same like of music, the same overall aesthetic, does not mean that I'm going to lay down for him. I plan on going in there, and just like with Maeve, kicking ass and walking out with the title if I win that contenders match.
Should be a very interesting match against your partner, Toro AF James. So any final thoughts, Enigma, before we move on to the next person, on anything that's been going on in RAWF?
Just a quick one, really. I mentioned the four drinks. One's been prematurely tossed off to the side. The Mad Hatter brew for Karate Bunny is in the trash now as he's gone. You know, best of future endeavors to him. Taking a look at that red wine next, and as the future progresses, we'll see those drinks get more revealed, identities revealed, and just more chances for me to show the world why I am the future of RAWF.
All right. He is the Extreme Enigma. Any questions for him, Elvaker?
Nope, I got nothing.
All righty. With that being said, Enigma, good luck to you tomorrow against AF James. We will see if you are indeed the next challenger to the Midnight Hobo Championship.
Thank you. You two have a great night.
All right. So, Extreme Enigma to face AF James tomorrow for a Midnight Hobo title shot. From one fairly newcomer to RAWF to another, we now bring in the one and only Miss Blog Talk. Well, let me. There we go.
How well everybody's heard about the bird.
All right. Let's bring on the Albatross Unlimited. Albatross, good evening, sir.
How are we tonight?
Well, pretty good. You know, if you tell us the song, we will change that. But if you don't, we're going to keep using it.
Well, it's already been a shit show, Will Vegas. You might as well just keep the droppings coming, you know, here lately.
You heard him.
Right.
So, Albatross, it's been kind of a mixed bag for you as of late. Rataversary saw you lose to Aaron McFadden.
No, to cut you off, it's pretty much been a shit show the first couple months. The Lions have been pretty full of crap those first 2 or 3 months I've been here. You might as well just come out and say it. It's all right.
I mean, fine. I mean, you weren't horrible. It wasn't a horrible showing from you in this ranking spirit, if I can be honest with you. I mean, yeah, it wasn't a winning record, but you were 33rd. So, I mean, you weren't that far off. Just to let you know, you weren't that far off in your first full rankings period in RAWS. So, definitely room for improvement, but it is not.
It was far worse.
It could have been a lot worse. No doubt about it. So, I mean, 33rd is not bad. I mean, it's not that far off. A couple more wins.
That's a little surprising to hear, but okay.
Well, you did your fair share of talking and promo. You did your fair share of posting and scenes, and not a lot of the people, you know, above and below you don't do as near as much as you did, so that contributes to it. But, you know, you just got to keep plugging away. RAWF is not an easy company to get ahead in.
I know that.
You know, I know you have some veterans in your ear trying to help you out in RAWF. You should certainly listen to them. So... You know, it's not horrible, Albatross. You definitely are not. You're not at the bottom. Let's put it that way. You're not a jobber, but definitely room for improvement.
There's a couple people that's calling me jobbers already, but it's okay.
Well, they can call you whatever they want. Doesn't necessarily make it true. But let's see here. Let me look at what Randy sent me the full card for tomorrow. And I'll see who you drew. You have the Crippler. So, you know, that's not a premier matchup, but it could possibly get you a nice win and keep you going here. I would think that the Crippler is, you know, we're talking about a guy in the Crippler that.
Go ahead.
He went 5-9 last period, so you know it won't be completely easy, but it may not be the, it definitely isn't the most difficult matchup you've faced in RAWF. Let's put it that way.
Well, I had last week. I faced my tech partner, Luke Cage, last week. So,
no, how did that go for you?
I actually won, actually.
You beat Luke Cage, well, see? And that was a whole new rankings period, so that's a big win. That's actually a huge win, Albatross, over Luke Cage. That's impressive.
He is my tag partner, but, you know, like you said, there's room for improvement, so...
I don't know.
Philadelphia Freedom might be, you know.
Now, what kind of advice have you been getting that you think is going to help you going forward? Anything in particular that you're hanging on to that you're going to try?
There's been a few. A couple people have been kind of helping me. So
okay.
Luke has been one of them.
Okay. Well, that's good.
He's going to give me some pointers. So.
Cool.
You know, there's been a couple others. So.
All right. Well, good. Good. So, you know, if I don't know how your other matches this so far this period have gone, but a win over Luke Cage, certainly a good start. And a win over the Crippler tomorrow will continue that good start. So maybe, just maybe, we'll see you in the top 25 come July. We will see. Anything you'd like to add or anything you'd like to ask Albatross Elvagan?
Elvagan, speaking of you.
I love speaking about me. Let's do this.
Okay. Let's see. Philadelphia Freedom's coming up. Let's see. You said you had a match at Radiversary, right?
I did.
Man, we both have losses in that.
I mean, yes. I won the flex off. I think I proved that I did not skip leg day.
No, fair. You know, fair point.
Are you challenging El Vacant to a match?
This is kind of what it sounds like.
Well, how about...
Pull the trigger. You know you want to do it. Pull the trigger.
How about a Philadelphia Freedom about... How about an unsanctioned match? How about something that for AWF doesn't have to be... How about that?
An unsanctioned match. Well, I can't... okay. El Vacant, your thoughts?
I mean, I'm always open to having a fight, you know, especially at pay-per-view. So, you know, if you want to do something, we can do something. I mean, the fact that I can pick you up and put you in my pocket, I am not sure why you're doing this to yourself, but sure, we can do this.
Oh, you think it's going to be that easy, huh?
No, I mean, literally, like, you're a lot smaller than me.
Well, I can't have an opinion because it has to be unsanctioned.
It's fair.
I mean, if that's what you want.
I think he's kind of lost for words. I don't think he's expecting that.
Well, no, he's not at a loss for words. We're just wondering, why an unsanctioned match? I mean,
what you're looking for.
You have a beef with El Vacant that I don't know about?
Did you get poisoning at one of the trucks? I kind of feel bad if that happened.
Yeah, did one of his donkeys? I don't know.
I mean, the donkeys do occasionally get into people's locker rooms. They might have eaten something or pooped in something.
I've been
kind of sitting around, you know, in the locker room too. You know, I've heard a little whispers from Mel Bacon about me, but it's all right.
Wait, El Bacon? Have you? Huh?
I don't think I've said anything particularly. I mean, I've bet against him on a couple options because, you know, I tell the truth. But I've also openly said on the show that, you know, for a newcomer to the company, you're trying and you're learning and you're getting better. You know, I've given you your props when you've earned them, but you got to earn them.
That's fair.
I mean, I tell you what. You've challenged El Vacant to a match, and I'm sure he would never decline such a thing. He loves wrestling on pay-per-views. You might want to rethink the whole unsanctioned thing, because to be honest with you, I don't want my co-host getting hurt because it's unsanctioned, and then, you know, then. But I tell you what, give him a week or two. To think about it, we'll get this all straightened out. But you two can have a match at the pay-per-view. I just don't know about this whole unsanctioned thing, okay?
What's there to think about?
I don't know.
What did the kids say today? I'm down the clown. So, yeah, we'll go with that. But, you know, I want you to think about it for a week. I want you to come back next week and have exactly what match you want, and this, you have a week to come up with the match with, you know, one of the most decorated champions in the history of the world. You have a chance to have a prestige match with me, so you need to make it count. You need something that's going to make you stand out, get attention, get eyes on you, right? That's how this business works.
So I'm giving you 1 week. You come back next week, and I want to hear some incredible, just like ticket-selling match concept.
Albatross, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure, go ahead.
What nationality are you? Are you American, Canadian?
Guatemalan.
European, English.
Antarctican. Wait, no, you're not a penguin.
I think El Dink is kind of stolen on this intention match. He told me to, you know, told me to give me a week.
No, I said yes to the match, but I want you to come up with, like, what the match is. I want this, if we're going to do this, we got to do it right. So I want just an incredible match concept. I don't want it just be like, oh, we show up and we just throw hands, because what's fun is that?
Yeah. Like I said, REW is the Lions Den, so, you know, Unsanctioned would be kind of in that ball field, wouldn't it?
I tell you what. I'm gonna let you sit on this for a week, all right? And when you come back next week, if you still want that unsanctioned match, we'll do it. All right?
I mean, is he talking like Japan unsanctioned match style unsanctioned match, where effectively that's like, you know, death match and it's unsanctioned because there's no way the insurance company would cover it?
All right.
Like, is that what you're talking about here?
But at any rate, there will be a match between you two at Philadelphia Freedom. We will hash out all the details here hopefully next week. Sound good, Albatross?
You kind of decided for me, so sure, why not?
All right. Thank you, Albatross, for your time. We will talk to you hopefully next week. And get this all hashed out. That was Albatross Unlimited, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So, with that being said, we now bring in, ladies and gentlemen, our 9-time World Heavyweight Champion here in RAWF. Defeated Deez at the main event of Radiversary, the 10-year anniversary. He's won the title 9 times in those 10 years. Let's bring on. Champion here in RAWF. Congratulations to the immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening, sir.
Hell of a match against Deez. It was a hell of a match indeed. And I must say, how does it feel to have that title again around your waist?
Feels pretty goddamn good. You know, a lot of people thought I couldn't do it. A lot of people, I mean, well, look, I have faced all kinds of ridiculous negativity over the years in this company from people who are either jealous or stupid, you know, and I've never really let it keep me down, and I certainly am not going to start now.
But, you know, I went into this match and I had very, very few people calling for me to win. Very few. In fact, I can probably count them on one hand. And, you know, that just, honestly, that fired me up, you know, and you know how I get when I feel like I need to prove something. And, you know, in the middle of that match, if you go back and watch that match, you can tell at the beginning of that match, I was off. I was not firing all cylinders. It looked bad for me. And like, I genuinely thought that, you know, people were right. That like, I lost the step. He's just going to kick my ass. And then I stopped and I kind of dug down because I thought about that. I thought about like, what do you mean? Fuck them. They're right. Bullshit. You know, I'm the fucking immortal. I am the goddamn franchise of RAWF. I'll be damned if I'm going to go down like this, you know, and I fired myself up and I came back and, you know, no insult to Deez. He had a great match and he was a great champion while he had that belt. And I am sure we will see him up in that main event again, probably soon. But you know, when I set my sights on something, I go for it. And it's not too often that I fail.
Yeah, it was in a 135-day title reign for Deez, which is definitely pretty good. I think anything over 100, 100, I consider a pretty good right run, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, that's pretty good, right? It's better than the bulk of my runs.
Exactly, that was going to be my point, unfortunately. So I want to look at these eight previous title reigns.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, 28 days. The second one, 27 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Third one, 37 days.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth one, 35 days.
You're giving me a complex here.
Fifth one, 35 days. Sixth one, 30 days. Seventh one, however, was 250 days, and then the last one was 70 days. So my question to you is, are we going to see one similar to your seventh title reign or to one of the other title reigns?
Look, I mean, if you'd asked me that question after any one of the reigns, I would have said, of course, I'm going to hold the title forever and, you know, I'm your eternal champion and blah, 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 because, you know, I'm long-winded and full of myself. But, you know, let's be real. This is a sport of any given Sunday. I have won this title more than anyone else, but I have lost this title more than anyone else, and I will eventually lose it again. That's just how it works. I intend to do my best to keep it for as long as I can, but you know, look, my first defense is going to be against either Blake Bradley, who just took a title off of me, or Paragon of Greatness, the man who has had one of the longest standing feuds with me in the history of this company. I mean, we're not there anymore. I think we're actually in a pretty good place. We respect one another. We mostly stay out of each other's way. Occasionally we mock each other good-naturedly. But, you know, the old vitriol is dead, at least on my part. But, this is not exactly – like, I'm not looking at a cakewalk as my first defense. It's not like I pull – you know, I'm going to randomly pulling – I don't know. What was his name? The guru of woohoo? Is that what you call it? Like, it's not like that's the guy I'm going to be facing at the next pay-per-view. It's either the – fucking paragon of fucking greatness or Blake motherfucking Bradley. So, I mean, I intend to go in there and win it, but might not happen.
I mean, may or may not. So looking at, I want to celebrate these title reigns. I mean, they're nothing to sneeze at. Getting the world title is difficult. So for the
actually,
fact
some of the
that
people I've taken it from.
Yeah, exactly. So let's take a look back again. This is the first time you've won the title at Radiversary.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
So let's take a look at when you did win it. First time, it was a pay-per-view called Radically Violent. It was the one and only.
In a while.
Well, that one was a one-off.
Yeah.
The second time was at Graveyard Smash.
Yep.
ironically, three of the times that you've won the title was at Unyielding, which unfortunately is no longer, will no longer exist.
Yeah, I was a little, I got to tell you, I was a little salty when you mentioned that was one of the ones getting cut. I'm like, but that's like my best pay-per-view. I do really well at that one.
You did win it once at Tropical Aggression in 2017, and then you also won it at, what did I say? Graveyard Smash. Yes, you did win it at a Graveyard Smash once. So
you said that one.
Did I? Well, yeah. I missed one then. I don't know. Twice at Black Friday. Did I say that yet?
No, you hadn't said those yet, and I believe that,
okay.
That brings us up to date. Well,
so that brings us up to date. So, Radiversary, this was the first Radiversary.
Have I never won at Immortal?
No, you have never
won it. I've lost it at Immortal.
You've lost it or successfully defended it at Immortal before, but never won it. So.
Sort of weird there. Kind of ironic.
Yeah.
Almost.
But, at any rate, once again, at the top of the food chain is the Immortal Griffith. But as you said, it will either be Blake Bradley or the Paragon of Greatness that will challenge you at Philadelphia Freedom, which, by the way, we didn't mention in that list as far as places that you won. But I think you successfully defended it at least at one Philadelphia Freedom.
I have successfully defended it at least once, I think twice.
So,
I think in each reign I went through that one, but I'm not 100% sure I'm right.
But you did get a chance at Radiversary to go, well, not one-on-one with Blake Bradley, but be in the ring against Blake Bradley, where he did, as you say, take the Triple Crown title from you. It was not a one-on-one match, but it was. It is what it is. You saw what Blake's capable of. You've seen the terror that he's been on firsthand. Talk to me about possibly having to face Blake Bradley at Philadelphia Freedom.
Right. Okay, and this is going to sound arrogant in that I'm putting Blake down, and I'm not, so I'll get to that part. But I'm gonna, but I am one to state facts as facts. That match has no bearing on what will happen in a one-on-one match with us, none at all. You know, a three-way dance is a very, very different animal than a one-on-one match. There were large portions of that match where, you know, I was facing two people, you know, which is smart. It was smart for them to be like, hey, let's wear down the champion. Good for them. I'll be honest. And, you know, and there's going to be people out there that are like, oh, he's saying he didn't try or he didn't care. Look, I've made my opinion about that particular title clear the day I won it. You know, it's not something I was really seeking. It's not something that I was really attached to, but I would show it the respect it deserves as an RAWF title. But I had a much bigger thing on my plate. I had to make decisions in that night because I could not and was not going to go into a match against D's for the world title, you know, in Radiversary hurt. Like I had to make decisions. And unfortunately some of those decisions backfired on me. You know, I didn't take risks where I often would take risks. I didn't capitalize on some things that normally I would capitalize on. And like a professional, I'm not complaining, like a complete professional, he did capitalize on those things. And in, by doing so, he won a title. You know, he himself has gone on record saying that, you know, it was surprising. He did not expect it. Now he's also, you know, kind of done some things with the belt already. I'm not real thrilled about, but that's between you and him because you own that thing. But when it comes down to a one-on-one match for the world title, that's a different animal. And I'm just going to point to our record of important one-on-one matches where I win pretty much all of them. So, you know, he's out there boasting how he's had a perfect season. Great. So have many people. It's not, you know, I can't tell you how many people in this company have had perfect seasons and gone on to get the title shot and then get crushed. It's happened. It's happened to me. It's happened to Paragon. It's happened It's happened to, actually, I believe it's happened to Mithras. It's happened to, it's absolutely happened to Red Dragon. It's happened to people consistently in this company. You're not special, at least not in that regard. So, you know, good luck in your match tomorrow. And if I face you at Philadelphia Freedom, just remember, lucky runs only go so far. And there's a reason I'm the franchise.
But on the other side of the coin, there is also the possibility that you will be defending the title against the Paragon of Greatness, another addition to the classic rivalry that is the Immortal Greatness. So your thoughts on potentially having to face Paragon at Philadelphia Freedom?
At that point, we've done this match so many times. I'm just going to say, like, my vote is that we just go get tape of the last time we did it, and we play that. We just play that over. Like, the fans won't notice. They won't notice that it's not the same match. You just play that one, right? Wait, I won the last one, right? Yeah, I did. Yeah, so we should, the last one, we should just replay that.
Not how it works.
No, I didn't think so. No, look, obviously, you know, brief moment of levity. I don't know which is the tougher challenge. Blake's on fire lately, and he's a very, very different fighter than Paragon. And Paragon and I have fought many, many times, so that fight often comes down to who's having the better night. Like, it's just, there's rarely very many surprises there. There's very, at this point in, you know, our careers, there's not, you know, we're not whipping out, you know, new finishing moves on one another. Wow, that doesn't sound good. I'm going to buy a rephrase on that. We're not using new, never before seen maneuvers in the ring upon one another. I'm not sure that was better, actually. Oh, never mind. I think either are a great match, and I think either will be, as I said earlier, either will be a pretty serious challenge.
I agree. I can't wait.
I plan on being at ringside tomorrow because I think that's going to be a hell of a match.
Do you have a prediction?
No, I don't want to jinx anybody.
That's fair.
It's your job.
That's fair. All right. Elvacan, any questions for the champ?
Yes, I have a question. We didn't discuss your match with Hobo at all. Like, any thoughts on that one? Oh, that's true. I guess we didn't. Actually, I had a great match with Hobo. I had said going into Rediversity, I really hoped that he would get the shot. And I was really happy to see that he did. And I kind of got what I wanted because, you know, I said early on, I have faced Hobo quite a few times for belts over his time in this company. And every match I've ever had with him has been pretty good. But I always felt like he hit a wall when it came to facing people at, you know, my level in the company. I never really understood if it was a skill level or a mental block or what. Like, I never could quite put my finger on it. But what I had noted is I hadn't faced him for a title in quite some time, two and a half, three years. And what I had noticed in the time that he had really changed who he was in the ring, and like he was much more self-confident and much more aggressive in the ring. And I wanted to face that guy. And I got to do that, and he brought that fight to me. And, you know, it didn't go his way. I did retain. But I will say this. That was perhaps the hardest fight I've ever had with Hobo in my life.
It was a good match. It was definitely a good match. And you, of course, retained the Powerball Championship.
It did.
And we will find out. We're a long way from finding out. Right? As the Razor mentioned earlier, you need to go, folks, if you want a shot at the Immortal Griffiths Powerball Championship at Philadelphia Freedom, you need to make sure to go to the scene and put your three numbers in between 1 and 30 and see if you can get into the Contenders Tournament. Or if you're really lucky and you guess all three numbers, somebody may challenge you for that Powerball title next week. We don't know.
I believe it has happened once in the history of the –
twice.
Twice?
Twice.
You did win that. Oh, cool.
Razor, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's happened twice, has it not?
Yes, it has happened twice, and people, I know Griffith's quite a sight to look at, but if you haven't went to the scene, go get
hey now.
Your numbers.
Right. And to help promote this, having had the belt for a while, I can tell you that the paycheck that comes along with this title is no joke.
It is 250,000 coins, if I'm not correct.
No, yeah, it is no joke. You make some bank.
But at any rate, all right, so that
and
is...
And I am pretty. How pretty.
Oh, God. All right, so...
No, God Slayer.
Real quick, I'm going to bring back Judge, if I could. Judge, are you there?
Why?
Because. Judge? Judge?
Judge.
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 Judge. Judge.
Unmute.
You're mute, Judge.
Okay.
No Judge. Apparently.
No Judge. All right. Well, then, I was just going to congratulate him on his win over Margaritaville Mahler in that scaffold match at Rataversary. But I'm sure he's listening. So, here tomorrow on Superstar are some of the matchups for the people that are in the chat or have been on the show. Griffith, you will be going one-on-one with Nightcrawler tomorrow on Superstars.
Ooh, yay.
Judgment himself will be taking on Scott Headbuster Maddox. let's see. Razor, you will be taking on Mystic Maniac. Maeve will be taking on Redneck Avenger. Let's see. I think that's pretty much covers it. All right, I think that covers it, and if those of you who got contender matches should already know, but I'll go over them one more time. World contender match will be Blake Bradley versus the Paragon of Greatness. Platinum Dragon contendership match will be Killer Neptune versus Hotshot Chaz. National title contender match will be Hobo Ezekiel versus Kayla the Governess. Midnight Hobo contender match, Extreme Enigma versus AF James. FUBAR City contendership match will be Penelope Washington versus Deez. Triple Crown, the two Triple Crown contendership matches, you've got Chris Cage taking on the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, and Bruce the Shark taking on Conk. And the multimedia contender match will be Billy Gunn versus Knox Boogie. Superstar's title will be on the line, Luke Cage. Oh, no, sorry, not Luke Cage. Strangleheart defending against Uber Vegan TPO. That is tomorrow's matchups in a nutshell on Superstars here from the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. So with that being said, quickly around the horn, El Vacan, anything to promote tonight?
Yes, be on the lookout. We are going to be unveiling a new truck at Philadelphia Freedom, and actually we're planning on having a new new special for the release.
All right. Excellent. Razor, anything to promote tonight?
Did the Powerball scene. Like I said, if you haven't got there yet, go guess them numbers.
All right. And the immortal, last but not least, the immortal Griffith.
RAWF fans, it's I, your RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, the franchise, Griffith, the Immortal Davian. And I've come here tonight to talk to you about, well, me, because what else is there to talk about? You may have heard things about me from radio, TV, the news, sports, the papers, the smart mark rags, but... You know, there's been a new and interesting development, and you heard it here first tonight, kids. That's right. The chairman of RAWF has declared me to be pretty. Thank you. Have a good night.
And on that note, I'd like to promote the Spicy McHaggis Wrestling God Memorial Tournament donation scenes. They've been, I'm sure you've seen them popping up, and I'll be sharing, continuing to share them. We will continue to take donations for said tournament until around June 18th. By then, we will also get the tournament made up and started for signups around then. So it is going to be happening at Philadelphia Freedom Live July 2nd from Lincoln Financial Field. So for L Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. We're going to call it an evening. Call it an evening, L Vacant.
It's an evening.
Good night, everybody.